This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that there is no greater tool than democracy for building an inclusive society. Addressing the special session of the National Assembly of Parliament of Guyana this evening, Mr. Modi said that the strongest mantra before the world to move forward is democracy first, humanity first. He said democracy is in our DNA, in our vision and in our conduct. Prime Minister Modi said during crisis in any country around the world, India's sincere effort is to be the first responder and reach out to help. He said India has never moved forward with an expansionist mindset. He said today India stands in favour of global development and peace in every way. Mr. Modi said with this spirit, today India has also become the voice of the global south. The Prime Minister said, for the world, this is not the time for conflict. He said it is the time to identify and eliminate the conditions that lead to conflict. Prime Minister Modi said, today the world is facing numerous challenges, including terrorism, drug trafficking and cybercrime. He emphasized that we all must confront these issues collectively to shape a better future for the coming generations. Mr. Modi noted that India's mantra of humanity first inspires it to amplify the voice of the global south, including at the recent G20 summit in Brazil. Prime Minister Modi said the bond between India and Guyana is special. He said around 180 years ago, an Indian had first come to Guyana, and since then, the two countries have always been close to each other. He said the Indian arrival monument in Guyana is a symbol of this closeness. Mr. Modi said Guyana has given him the highest honor yesterday, and for this he thanked all citizens of Guyana. The Prime Minister called for giving primacy to women-led development to bring greater global progress and prosperity. He said in the 21st century, women will play a pivotal role in ensuring global prosperity. The Prime Minister urged for greater exchanges between the two countries in the field of education and innovation so that the potential of the youth could be fully realized. Underscoring India's deep commitment to further strengthening India-Guyana historical ties, Mr. Modi stated that Guyana could become the bridge of opportunities between India and the Latin American continent. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and U.S. Secretary of Defence Lloyd Austin have commended the progress achieved by the India-U.S. Defence Partnership based on increased operational coordination, information sharing and industrial innovation. Both leaders met on the sidelines of the 11th ASEAN Defence Ministers Meeting Plus at Vientiane, Laos today. The Defence Ministry said in a statement that both sides recognise the remarkable progress made under the U.S.-India Defence Industrial Cooperation Roadmap. Union Minister for Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari today said that the NDA government has provided better road connectivity to promote religious tourism in the country. Speaking at a function in Gaya on the occasion of the inauguration and foundation stone laying of 6 national highway projects worth around 3,700 crore rupees, Mr. Gadkari mentioned that the Buddha Circuit is being connected with 4-lane and 6-lane roads. He said the government is developing the Ram Janki Circuit, which will boost religious tourism as the holy places have great importance for devotees. The union minister also said that his ministry has developed an alternative road route for pilgrims to Mansarovar via Pithoragarh in Uttarakhand. The air quality in Delhi NCR is in the very poor category with an average air quality index AQI of 365 as of 8 this evening. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, some areas of the city have breached the 400 AQI level. Russia has fired an intercontinental ballistic missile ICBM at Ukraine after President Vladimir Putin changed Moscow's nuclear doctrine. Moscow's strong response comes days after US President Joe Biden and UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer allowed Ukraine to use Western long-range cruise and ballistic missiles to target deep within Russian territory. Within hours of those approvals from Washington and London, Kiev fired a US-made ATACMS missile and a UK-made Storm Shadow missile targeting Russian territories. In the China Masters 2024 badminton, Indian star shuttler Lakshya Sen has entered the men's singles quarterfinal beating Rasmus Gemke of Denmark 21-16-21-18 in the second round in Shenzhen this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.